Great job by Irene, who's throwing elbows like she should. It is now the Tigers' ball. All right. 2 minutes and 21 seconds remain, and even though they didn't score any points, they took off a good 25 seconds from that whole exchange. Jenny's got it, trying to carry up the court. Ball almost stolen. It's a three-point attempt off of the rim. Irene with the rebound! And they're saying it was knocked out by Kate Chikuin for the Eagles. And so the Tigers will keep possession of the ball, which is huge. They now get the pass in from Kaylee, most likely to Irene or Ely, underneath the hoop. They're looking, almost to Ely, but it's going to go off the hand of Haley Rauschenbach, who's going to, if it's out of bounds. So now it stays Tiger ball. There we go. I got tripped over my words. All right. Powers got it. Looking for a spot. She draws. Oh, man, an unforced error. Kaylee was looking for the spot, and when she went to go for the pass, she decided against it, and it slipped out of her hands, and it kind of fell on the ground in the bound of play, and then she grabbed it. But you can't inbound pass to yourself, right? So it's now Eagles ball. I don't know who called the timeout there, but we're going to take a 30-second commercial break. When we come back, we'll have 2 minutes left of the game. Don't go anywhere.
Get the best seat in the house at Schlangen Home Furnishings in downtown Park Falls and Main Street, Ashland, Wisconsin. It's game day, and on the field, a wide variety of furniture, including two-sided mattresses, futons, sectional sofas, and love seats, plus Amish and Up North-style furniture, as well as full bedroom and dining room sets. Over 50 recliners to choose from, and everything in stock and available without delay a game. Take time to visit Schlangen Home Furnishings in downtown Park Falls and Main Street, Ashland, Wisconsin.
Welcome back to tonight's basketball game between the Mercer Tigers hosting the Shawamigan Screaming Eagles here on 103.1 Trail Mix. Steve and Jalen bringing you the game tonight. We have a banger. Eagles lead 40-34 here in Mercer with 2 minutes and 5 seconds left in the half. No more commercials. Just my voice. Just their play. We'll see who comes out on top. All right. Eagles pass the ball in. Bablick's got it. She's carrying it up the court. Passes it inside to Madison, then back to Rauschenbach, who goes for a shot. It gets blocked, but Kate McCoon does a great job of rebounding. All right, they're calling a foul on, it's on the Tigers. It might have been Kaylee Powers, I don't know. But Cadence gets to pass the ball in. She's looking to get it in, and it's intercepted by Ely on the inbound pass. And now Jenny's carrying up the court. Press defense on her. She passes over to Kaylee, who gets an open inside look. Passes it up to Irene. It gets stolen. No. Jump ball. And they're calling Tigers. Tigers getting an inbound pass here underneath the hoop with a minute 40 left in this game. Down by six. Tigers trying to make it a comeback here. They've been down all game. All right. Inbound pass. Gets it to Brandenburg at the top of the key. Then to Jenny. Back it up. She's restarting, looking. Trying to pull her offense in a way that can get them a shot. All right, Jenny's got the ball back. Good screen, takes the shot off the rim. She gets her own rebound, passes it up to 45 at the top. Then to Kaylee Powers inside, can't make a shot at all. And with that, was it a foul? Okay, 1 second. Foul number two on 25, that's Rauschenbach. It looked like she hit her hand on a trying to block it. Pass inside, Healy, then over to Irene, who has an open look for the two-pointer, misses it, gets the rebound to number 45, and finally the Eagles come down with it. Caden's got it. That's going to be a double dribble. Ah, she knew it. Basically, that's frustrating. She brought down the dribble and then grabbed it with two hands to immediately get it to her point guard, but the passing lane got swallowed up just on a transition defense. And so she couldn't pass it, so she tried to bring it down but couldn't for a double dribble. So it's just how it is. Oh, for Ely gets an open shot for a three, misses. It's an air ball, goes out of bounds, and the mistake earlier for the Tiger or for the Eagles does not get punished. All right. Cadence is the ball, looking to get control of it, has it, passes it over to Haley Rauschenbach, then back to Bablick. Back to Rauschenbach on the inside. Back to Bablick, and then she's over to Madison. Back to Bablick. They're just trying to move the ball. 48 seconds remain. Every second they have this ball is a second they don't have to try to make a comeback for the Tigers. All right, Cadence has got it. Passes it over to Addison, who then gets it to, oh, that's a foul. There we go. I mean, there's 35 seconds left. They had, at some point, they had to force a foul, but they're not in the team bonus yet, so they have to do, I think that's foul number six, right? They either here or not. So basically, the idea is when you're down, you want to force fouls to get them to shoot free throws, miss free throws, and then you get possession of the ball back. All right, Haley's got the ball. She drives inside. Ely gets a little block it. And we have a steal by Jenny who gets it, and then we have a collision. All right. We have a foul on number four trying to get possession of the ball back. They collide. Hit the ground. And now Shawam. Okay, so Shawam begins in bonus. All right. So every foul that happens will send the Tigers to the free throw line. So Jenny has a chance to close the gap here, down by six. Ball up. Miss. And now it's a rebound for the Eagles. They got it. And it's going to be Eagles ball as Jenny almost gets the steal. Watching Madison Ernst and Jenny Klopp-Tech play has been amazing. These two have just been butting heads the whole game trying to make it happen. All right. 19 seconds remain. 6-point lead for the Eagles. They're passing the ball. 15 seconds. They're just doing good ball movement. If they don't have the ball, they can't draw a foul. All right. Well, I mean, they could if they get rolled over, but you get the point. Okay. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Shot up. It's a miss, but that's the buzzer to win the game. Swamigan, Screaming Eagles start out their season 1-0 as they do a nice victory against the Mercer Tigers at the season opener here in Mercer. Started out a little slow. They got their first lead, 11-9, and then they never let go. They're able to drive it home. Well, we're going to do a quick commercial break. When we come back, we'll have a little bit of post-game. Don't go anywhere here on 103.1 Trail Mix. We'll be right back.
Our communities are at the center of our efforts moving forward. You'll see the Forward Bank team at area events volunteering. Watch for them as they are reaching out, presenting donations, and signing up charities to participate in our unique charitable money market account program. We connect our customers to the local charities that matter to you most. Visit www.forward.bank for more information or stop in and ask our team how you can help make a difference. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
All right, welcome back here on 103.1 Trail Mix. Stephen Jetlin, who just finished bringing you the game between the Mercer Tigers hosting the Shawamigan Screaming Eagles. The Eagles came out victorious 40-34 on an enemy court here in Mercer, Wisconsin. All right. Fun game. Post game, we will move into that. Basically, in the second half, we saw what initially was complete domination by the Screaming Eagles as they were not giving up any points and they were scoring all the points. But about 11-9 minute mark in there, the Tigers came alive with a three-point shot, a layup, and then another three-pointer, and they were able to cut it to six. But then from there, they just could never recover. So the Eagles kept it at a six-point lead for the remainder of the game and played some smart basketball to not only keep the lead, they retained it and won the game. So that was good to see. Yeah, I was really excited for this year because last year for the Eagles, their starting lineup was all freshmen. It was nine freshmen plus three other girls, a sophomore, junior, and a senior, right? And the junior was Claire Young, and the Addison Bablick was the sophomore last year, right? Now Claire's the only senior, and Bablik's the only junior. And now we have a team of a lot of freshmen, right? We have Madison Ernst, Mia Singer, Cadence McEwen, Jalen Burnell, Sharika Rudolph, and Haley Rauschenbach. Not all the girls traveled tonight, so I don't know the situations for that. But either way, that it's been fun to see this team grow. They seemed a lot more clean and crisp tonight. And we'll see. I'm going to take a moment here to see if I can get an interview with potentially with one of the girls or the coach in general. Here, one moment. Here, let's see if I can call out to her. I'm going to cover my mouth here so I don't yell.
Coach Steph? Coach Steph?
Yep.
Would you like to do an interview quick?
Sure, I can.
Oh, wonderful. Wonderful. Here we go.
No,
you're okay. Here's your mic.
Okay.
All right. So I have the coach, Steph Ernst. All right, first game of the season. Tell me your thoughts.
Well, we were a little bit lower on numbers than we would have liked. We had 12 on the roster, but we only suited up 8 today. But our girls played hard, and, you know, at times we went full court man-to-man. We had a lot of missed bunnies, but this is a game we can learn from. Luckily, we were able to just, I think, out-hustle them. They ran Mercer down. Mercer was tired. It was just a great team effort.
From what I saw, I was actually mostly excited because of how you had a team of all freshmen last year. Well, guess what? They're not all freshmen now. They look a lot cleaner than they did last year, especially at the start of the season. How is their growth moving in?
It has been tremendous. Last year, they went up a lot of against a lot of senior-dominated teams, mm-hmm. and they took that. You know, we took our lumps, but they learned from it. They never once got discouraged. They always went out and fought through it. A lot of teams were impressed by their fight. As they play and get more experience, they are learning the game and how to make the adjustments on the fly. It's just like tonight's game, we had different sparks from different players at different times when we needed it. Maddie started the game, hit those 5 points for us.
Yep.
Haley Rauschenbach had great moves underneath.
I agree.
Second half, Addie Boblett came out and was jumping it.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have Claire and Cadence who are just consistent underneath. I mean, Cadence is just dominating those rebounds. Those two girls, we ask them to guard somebody, and they do it. So, and then Sharika Rudolph, too. I want to just commend her on her defense ability today. She helped shut down 21 for a little bit when we had her in there.
I was going to say, Sharika Rudolph off the bench is huge. Honestly, I've always thought that your truly good teams have bench players that make immediate impact because you just don't know how many minutes they're going to get.
Yep.
And so that was really exciting to see.
It was. And like, she was a little frustrated with her offense, but I said, that's fine. We needed you on the defense, and you came through big time for us. So this was a total team effort. I love the win. Now we're going to take it, and we're going to get ready for Rib Lake.
Awesome. One more follow-up because I don't want to keep you for too long, maybe two. But right now, especially tonight, it looks like a good team identity that you've developed is defense. You guys are cutting passes. Are you practicing that?
Yes, we are.
It's showing. I'll tell you that much.
We have been running the girls at practice. We take our pride on that. We're not tired after the game.
Yeah.
We want to make other teams tired. So I always say defense feeds our offense.
Yeah.
So, and those girls are learning it. We're getting better, too. I think in the past we were too aggressive, and we would get beat a lot. Our girls are more disciplined, and that's why they're able to get those passes now because they're staying home a little bit longer.
That's really good. And then last is a caveat. I know your guys' three-point shooting tonight was much to be desired, but don't stop shooting. Oh. They were all good looks.
They were all open.
They just didn't drop. So don't stop. Like, seriously,
Nope.
Sometimes that's just how the earth spins.
We're in the Caitlin Clark era, and I tell those girls, if they're open, they're shooting,
yeah,
and they do.
Perfect. That's a good mentality to have. Because on nights where that's draining at like 30 or even 40%, you could have had 50, even 60 yep. points tonight.
But I looked like Addie Boblik. She wasn't hitting from the outside. She came in that start of the second half, you know, jumped those passes and was hitting those layups.
Oh.
So, you know,
it's
she
good.
Just got her shots other ways.
All right. Well, thank you so much. Yeah. Coach Ernst, for joining me tonight, and I wish you great success for the rest of the season.
Thank you, and thank you for putting this on the radio.
Yes, of course. All right. Yep. Have a good one. Yep. Yes, you too. Safe travels. All right. Well, that's it for tonight with the game. Once again, the Mercer Tigers hosted the Shawamigan Screaming Eagles, and the Eagles came out on top 40-34. The interview we just had was with the coach, Steph Ernst, of the Shawamigan Screaming Eagles as they came out victorious. They are now 1-0 to start the season. And with that, we'll close out the night. Thank you so much for listening. On behalf of myself, Steven,
and everyone at the radio studio on Trail Mix 103.1, we thank you. Have a good night, and we'll see you on the next game. In fact, before I let go quick, let me just pull up my calendar. I know I have a game. In 2 days, we'll have the Schwamigan Screaming Eagles girls. We'll be playing against Rib Lake in Rib Lake. On my schedule, it says 7:15, but we'll see because this game started at 5:45, so I don't keep track of that stuff. I just go where they tell me to go. Either way, have yourself a wonderful night, and safe travels for all that traveled, and have a good night. Goodbye.
You've been listening to High School Sports on your Civic Media radio station, brought to you by Heckman Auction Sales and Service, Schwamigan Home Furnishings, by Forward Bank, Forward Insurance, Northwoods Community Credit Union, Industrial Air Products, LPK Dental, Phillips Lumber and Do It Best Hardware, Woodruff Appliance and TV, Jeff Haken and Roofing, and by Medford Motors. High School Sports on your Civic Media radio station.
But then I spent so many nights thinking how you did me wrong. And I grew strong, and I learned how to get along. And so you're back from outer space. I just walked in to find you here with that sad look upon your face. I should have changed that stupid lock. I should have made you leave your key. If I'd have known for just 1 second, you'd be back to bother me. Oh, now go. Walk out the door. Just turn around now. Cause you're not welcome anymore. Weren't you the one who tried to hurt me with goodbye? You think I'd crumble? You think I'd lay down and die? Oh, no, not I. I will survive. Oh, as long as I know how to love, I know I'll be alive. I've got all my life to live. I've got all my love to give. And I'll survive. I will survive. Hey, hey.
For Park Falls and Glidden, this is Trail Mix 103.1.
Tell me. and C comes round and C goes for me. And I'll make you smile like a drug for you. Do ever what you want to do, coming over you. Keep on smiling what we go through. One stop to the rhythm that divides you. And I speak to you like the chorus to the verse. Drop another line like a coda with the curse.
Mix 103.1.
Thank you. I don't get angry at the bills I have to pay. I don't get angry when my mom smokes pot. Hits the bottle and moves right to the rock. They upright and it's all the same. Living with Louis Dog's the only way to stay sane. Let the loving come back to me.
Right mix for Park Falls and Phillips. This is Trail Mix 103.1. 103.1 FM.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight, mostly cloudy, a low in the upper 20s. And for tomorrow, more clouds around. Afternoon high into the mid-30s. There could be some flurries and snow showers in the late afternoon, picking up tomorrow night with the wind increasing as well. A rain and snow mix Thursday.
Right now, it's 43.
gaga, ooh la la, wild y'all better roll my ass.
Trail Mix 103.1.
Once in my life, it's gonna feel real good. Gonna make a difference. Gonna make it right. As I turn up the collar on my favorite winter coat, this wind is blowing my mind. I see the kids in the street with not enough to eat. Who am I? Blind, pretending not to see them need a summer's disregard.